from the National Catholic Register. This is Register Radio, bringing light and clarity to the news and topics that affect your life.
This week on Register Radio, Jeanette DeMello talks with papal biographer George Weigel about a 4th century tradition, visiting the station churches in Rome during Lent. It's a tradition the North American College is keeping alive in the Eternal City. Also, Dan Burke talks with Catholics Come Home founder Tom Peterson about an exciting new website dealing with confession. Welcome again to Register Radio. It's a co-production of EWTN and the National Catholic Register. I'm Tom Price, along with Jeanette DeMello, editor-in-chief of the Register, and Dan Burke, executive director of the Register. Thanks again for joining us. Our first guest today, George Weigel, is the author of the best-selling biography of soon-to-be Saint Pope John Paul II, Witness to Hope. He's a distinguished senior fellow of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. We're delighted to have him with us today here on Register Radio. Jeanette?
George, it's great to have you on the show today. Your book, this book about the Lenten pilgrimage to Rome station churches, is a real treasure for me because it transports me back about 15 years ago when I was in graduate school in Rome, and I personally participated in this pilgrimage, and I just loved it. It really changed my Lenten experience, and I never had a book, so I wish I had this 15 years ago. So thank you so much for writing this.
It's my pleasure, Jeanette. This is a spectacular tradition, the Lenten Station Church pilgrimage in Rome, that takes us back really to the very beginnings of Christianity in Rome. And it's an ancient tradition that has, interestingly enough, been revived by Americans over the last 30-some years. The idea of going from one Roman church to another for Mass on a particular day of Lent dates back to the 4th century, perhaps even earlier. It was, for centuries, the normal way the Pope, the Bishop of Rome, celebrated Mass with the clergy and people of Rome during Lent. But then the tradition fell into disrepair, I suppose we could say. And it has been revived since the late 1970s, mid to late 1970s, by the North American College in Rome, and is now very much an English speaker's experience in Rome. Yeah. Station Church Mass of each day of Lent is attended by anywhere from 200 to 500 English speakers in the city who have revived this ancient custom and made it relevant for the 21st century and the third millennium of Christian history. So I was happy to be able to make the whole pilgrimage in Lent of 2011 and now to offer it to everyone as a book so you can do Rome from home.
That's true. And, you know, to describe a little bit to our readers what the modern-day experience is all about, it's this English Mass that you speak of is at 7 a.m. in the morning, and so that's quite early. You often have people walking there. The seminarians from the North American College usually walk. And I remember going with one of my friends. We were studying at a pontifical university, and we did walk to several of them, not all of them because some were quite far, but you're walking at the break of dawn. It's really quite an experience. And who did you do your pilgrimage with?
Well, my son, who's the photographer on the project, and I lived at the North American College for all of Lent 2011. So we walked with the NAC seminarians every day. It's a great way to discover Rome, among other things, because in a year like 2011 or this year, when Lent is a bit later, you're walking sometimes just before dawn, but often at dawn and in the early hours of sunlight. The insane Roman traffic has not begun. You've really got the city to yourself. And it's a fantastic way to discover Rome, to learn the city, to learn its geography, its topography, its history. And one of the things I have found in the 20 years I've been doing the station churches of Lent, either in pieces or as a whole, is you discover churches that you would not have had any occasion to go into on any for any other reason. that are some of the architectural and artistic gems of the city. I'm thinking about little Santa Prasede, St. Praxedes, behind St. Mary Major. You'd walk right by it on the street without knowing it's there. But because it's a station church during, I believe, Holy Week, you go in there and you discover this exquisite little St. Zeno chapel, all gold mosaics, that I think is one of the most beautiful rooms on planet Earth. And you never have had an occasion to discover that were it not for the station church pilgrimage.
Yes, and the book itself that that you have produced, it also gives you these photos taken by your son, Stephen Weigel. Also, Elizabeth Lev, who is an art historian, has written for the Register before and many other Catholic publications, and she has captured the architectural style of so many of these churches. It's really quite a book. And I think many people can enjoy it, even if they have never been to Rome or if they can't do this during a trip, they can still enjoy your book, and that's because it also provides daily reflections on the liturgy of the day for each day of Lent, on the liturgy of the hours, the witness of the saints. It's really a helpful book. One of the things you describe the Lenten journey as an itinerary of conversion. Why an itinerary of conversion?
Lent is about journeying. It's about journeying with Jesus up to Jerusalem. It's about the journey of the Christian life. I think one of the great things that has happened in the Catholic Church liturgically and spiritually over the past 50 years is the rediscovery of the baptismal character of Lent. Lent is about baptism for the catechumens who will enter the church at the Easter Vigil. But it's also about preparing for the renewal of our baptismal promises at the vigil or on Easter Sunday, even if we were baptized 60-some years ago. So there's a sense in which all of us are called to enter a kind of second, third, fourth, 57th catechumenate to deepen our engagement with the journey of the Lord up to Jerusalem, to deepen the imitation of Christ within us, so as to be able to celebrate Easter, renewed in our dedication to be the missionary disciples we were baptized to be. So that's something that I think has been rediscovered about Lent in recent years, and that's what I mean by talking about Lent as an itinerary of conversion.
Yeah, it's a great idea, and obviously as we start this journey, we can go deeper into our own spiritual journey, and that's exactly what this Lent is about, is drawing close to our Lord and ultimately walking the way with Him and coming to the resurrection with Him through His saving grace. This is Jeanette DiMello on Register Radio. I'm speaking with George Weigel about his new book, Roman Pilgrimage. Now, George, another comment or another theme you talk about throughout these Lenten reflections is the grittiness of Lent. What do you mean by that word, gritty? Gritty Lent. I like it a lot.
Lent is about getting in touch with the reality of sin and brokenness in our lives. Lent is about the reality of the evil one, Satan, the devil, at work in the world. Lent is about understanding that the fundamental dynamic of cosmic history is the struggle between God's love and all that would resist God's love. The answer to which is given at Easter, after the seeming catastrophe of Good Friday. That's one reason why the Station Church Pilgrimage of Lent actually extends throughout the octave of Easter. It goes from Ash Wednesday to Divine Mercy Sunday. That's what I mean by the grittiness of Lent, which of course begins literally with grit. The imposition of ashes, preferably in abundance, on Ash Wednesday, with that reminder that this is a season of serious, deep reflection on the broken parts of our lives and the need to bring them to the cross, to bring them with the Lord to Jerusalem, to bring them to Calvary, and to be healed in the triumph of the resurrection. That's what Lent is about. Lent is not a weight loss program. Lent is not simply a matter of giving things up. Lent is a matter of becoming more. And I hope that this book, which allows people not only to experience the architectural and aesthetic pleasures of Rome through Liz's essays on the churches, but I hope through my own reflections on the mass readings of each day and on the readings from the Liturgy of the Hours each day, will allow people to make this journey in a thoughtful way that is ultimately a joyful way, yes. Because at the end of the story is Easter.
Yes, and I think it will do that. I mean, it's full of meditation. It's full of the interest of history and our tradition. So it gives you a sense of doing this pilgrimage with others. It's a photo book. It's beautiful, but you know, also it comes in many forms. So I have this beautiful hardcover book. It's much thicker than a coffee table book, but it sits nicely on your coffee table. But it also comes in other ways. So how can people get this book, an e-book, an audio book? Tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll be just about out of time.
Yeah. The book, as I call it, is a beautiful piece of bookmaking, for which I'm very grateful to the publisher Basic Books. But the nature of books is that you've got a lot of black and white photos and a few colors. The iBook version of this, which you can get at the iBookstore, which downloads beautifully to an iPad. All of the photos are in color. There's a zoom function where you tap on the photos and they zoom out. Mm. So you can really see the detail of the artwork. Of these 40 churches of the Station Church Pilgrimage. It's really quite spectacular. The audiobook, I have to say, I'm not familiar with, but I do heartily recommend both the book and the electronic version. The one I'm familiar with is the iBook version, because it is visually stunning.
Well, that's great. Well, I invite our listeners to go out and get George Weigel's Roman Pilgrimage. It's a wonderful journey through Lent, and I really hope that people will take this up and participate in the grittiness of Lent. George, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Jeanette, thank you so much for having me, and I wish a good and gritty Lent to everyone.
Thank you.
When we return, is there really kind of a revival in the making of Bible-based movies? Well, the Register's film critic Stephen Gray Donis breaks it all down for us coming up next. This is Register Radio on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. More in a moment.
Dr. Ray Guarendi talks about the National Catholic Register.
The Register is catechetical news. In other words, it teaches the news from the perspective of the catechism. And you can learn all kinds of good things about the church and faithful living through the Register. They cover a wide, wide range. Catechesis, explaining the faith, what's going on in the world, in the Vatican. Good, solid Catholic journalism. The Register helps people cut through the spin. There's no spin in the Register. It is faithful Catholic teaching, analyzing of the news from a Catholic perspective.
To start your subscription to the National Catholic Register today, go to EWTN.com and click on the banner for the Register or call 800-854-6316.
Let's return to Register Radio on EWTN.
And welcome back. Along with Jeanette DiMello and Dan Burke, I'm Tom Price. Our next guest, Tom Peterson, is the president and founder of CatholicsComeHome.org and VirtueMedia.org. Following 25 years as an award-winning corporate ad executive, Tom's life would radically change forever after receiving a transforming spiritual conversion while on a Catholic men's retreat. Soon afterward, he founded Virtue Media, which is a pro-life site, and CatholicsComeHome.org. Now, in the first 6 years, Catholics Come Home has aired Catholic evangelization commercials in 36 dioceses and nationally has helped lead nearly 500,000 souls home to the Catholic Church. Today we're going to be talking about the new website, which is part of CatholicsComeHome.com, and that is called GoodConfession.com. Tom, welcome to Register Radio.
Hi, Tom. Good to be with you and Dan.
Tom, it's great to have you with us. I'm such a huge fan of your work. Being a convert and understanding what it means to be outside and then come in. And then, of course, having this great grace of meeting so many through EWTN, through organizations like yours, who have a coming home experience.
Yes.
Or a reversion experience. It's got to be incredibly rewarding to do the work that you do.
It's fun to talk about the numbers, but it's even more exciting when you meet people who have returned to the church or come into the church as a result of a 30-second invitation. And you see how the Holy Spirit just pierces their hearts. They say, I began to tear up and I felt like God was personally inviting me home. And you go, yes, let's do it more.
Well, I love the new video which on goodconfession.com, which is coming out soon.
Yes, called Heavy Burdens.
Heavy Burdens, just this woman with a rock sack.
Yes, it's a pack of just, you know, the issues she's been carrying around all her life, her challenges, her hurts, her pain, her sins. And we actually have four or five different ones that are coming out, different people with different scenarios that everyone can relate to. And we also have a combination one where it shows two or three people in the spot. But the main premise on the Heavy Burdens ad is that we're all carrying around some sort of a baggage. And God is a God of mercy who did not come to condemn us, but came to save us. Jesus said, I came to save the world.
It kind of reminds me a little about the one scene in the movie The Mission. Do you know the one
yes.
I'm talking
oh,
about?
Yes, very much yeah. so, yes.
Uh-huh. Where he's carrying it up the hillside, and it's got everything in it.
Yep.
And he's probably carrying who knows how many pounds of stuff.
Yes.
And what a perfect symbol.
Yeah, it's true. And actually, we got the idea for this ad from a Vietnam helicopter pilot who said, I was a gunman shooting innocent women and kids on the ground. And he said, I never confessed it. So for 35 years, I carried that heavy sack around with me on my back. And he said, I finally went to confession, and I felt like 100 pounds was lifted off of me. And that's what gave us the motivation to do the new Catholics Come Home evangelical, Heavy Burdens. And you can see it on the companion website called goodconfession.com. I came out of confession once, and I said, well, the priest told me, say three Hail Marys, and you're absolved. I said, I know, but how do I stop getting upset in Atlanta traffic? You know, and so we all have those habitual sins that we fight, but we don't necessarily know how to stop doing them.
Yeah.
So my daughter, Katie Peterson Warner, put together this beautiful site, used her Augustine Institute theological training, and kind of came up with things like, why do we do what we do? What are the, you know, the psychological implications of it? How are we wired, you know, based on the temperaments God gave us? And kind of weave this all into a package to say, okay, guess what? The good news is we're not all crazy, but we do have certain temptations and temperaments and certain weaknesses where the evil one is trying to bait our hooks. And guess what? The bait for each of us, the temptations for each of us are kind of customized by the evil one. So how do we fight that? How do we keep our spiritual antenna up
yeah.
so that we can resist the temptation and grow in holiness and keep our eyes focused on heaven? So that's what goodconfession.com is all about, a little bit of help in those areas on how to fight habitual sin.
This is Dan Burke with Register Radio. We're here talking with Tom Peterson of Catholics Come Home about a fantastic new initiative, goodconfession.com, helping Catholics to return to their faith, to return to confession. And we're excited about this effort. Now, when will these new series of commercials be released?
Well, they're going to be on the website immediately, goodconfession.com. You'll see one of the ads in the sample box on the homepage. But we hope, with listener support, to air these ads on secular national TV, whether it be this Lent or maybe next Lent. We can run hundreds of them in people's favorite primetime TV shows, like we've done with the Coach Lou Holtz campaign during all the football bowl games, or like we did with our epic ad during the Bible miniseries, or we've done on national TV in the past. We also plan on running it on upcoming campaigns, like we're going to do a Catholics Come Home campaign in Denver coming up. That'll be part of all of the local campaigns as well.
We want to play some audio from one of the spots, and this is called the Heavy Burdens Mix. It's 30 seconds, and it combines all three storylines into a single spot. Now, this may or may not translate well on the radio. I'm not quite sure, but this has a wife and a young lady who's resisting some temptation there, and also a young man who is dating. Why don't we listen to that, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
So many of us carry such heavy burdens.
You're crazy!
Deep within, we struggle.
Come on, babe. It'll be fun.
Because sin separates us from God.
She's having a relationship with George.
But thanks to the grace of confession, God compassionately listens, forgives, and sets us free. So if it's been a while since you've been to confession or Mass, come home. Experience a fresh start. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
And again, the visuals in a spot like this are just absolutely stunning. You see the climbers, and they're just you're trying to figure it all out. And then at the very end, you see that phenomenal burden that is lifted in at the moment of confession.
Oh, it's great. And we cast this beautiful, holy, just spiritual priest in the Savannah Archdiocese. We filmed it at the cathedral there. It's beautiful. But he had just such a peace and a love on his face. And that's what we wanted to connote, that, you know, when the priest is in persona Christi in that confessional, it's just a time of grace and a time of joy, not a place where you should be afraid, but a time of hope and happiness.
Yeah. Tom, what was behind this new initiative to get focused on confession?
After years, over a decade of doing Catholics Come Home, we kept hearing from people saying, I came home to the church after seeing one of those Catholics Come Home evangelicals. And they say the same thing. I rushed right to Mass, or I rushed right to confession. Mm. We found that so many of them went to confession, and we said, why? I felt like I needed to get right with God. But amazingly, when we ran our movie ad that kind of reflects on the movie of your life, the good and the bad we've done, or we've talked about this topic at parishes, so many current Catholics who may go to church every week or almost every week would tell us, I haven't been to confession in over 5 years. Confession is one of the most underutilized sacraments in our church. So many people haven't gone. They've avoided it. And we need to encourage our brothers and sisters to come home to the sacrament of reconciliation. And we hope the Heavy Burden ad, and we hope that the goodconfession.com website will be a tool to help people do that.
This is Dan Burke with Register Radio. We're talking with Tom Peterson of Catholics Come Home about goodconfession.com. Tom, now, there might even be some people listening to us today who haven't been in a while, who are maybe wondering about this call to come home.
Yeah.
What are they going to find when they go to goodconfession.com?
Goodconfession.com is a site that tells you about God's love and His mercy. It helps you with some reasons why confession is important, why we even have confession, why do you need to go to a priest. But it also talks about how to get rid of those habitual sins, those burdens you've been carrying around. And it's really kind of an electronic encouragement to say, hey, God has given us this gift. He knows how we're wired. And when we hear in the person of Christ from the priest's lips, you are absolved, you're freed from your sins, go and sin no more, there's something inside of our souls that leaps for joy, because we know we're truly forgiven in a way that just praying in the car, saying, God, I'm sorry for doing that, in a way we really can't comprehend as a human. But in the sacrament of reconciliation, we not only can absorb that, but we get those sacramental graces to go out and have that freedom from sin and have that burden relief that we've been looking for so long.
Before I became Catholic, I was longing to go to confession.
Mm.
Because I had this sense that God would forgive me, but I also had come to this belief through the Apostolic Fathers that I needed apostolic succession. I needed that delegated authority from God.
Yes.
The first time I heard, you know, I absolve you, by the authority of Christ, not because the priest is... It's not the priest's authority,
no,
but it's the authority delegated to the priest from Christ himself. Oh, what an extraordinary moment of grace.
That's a great testimony. We should do a commercial with you, Dan.
We should. I'll never forget it.
I was just thinking about what you are bringing to all this with your deep background in advertising. Advertising often leads the way in new cinematic effects and things like this. Many people will start out in advertising and then move into feature films or other mm-hmm. other things. But you're using your gifts and talents from advertising to bring these high production values into these spots.
I'll tell you, I want to stay in short form. God has given us the gift to specialize in 30, 60 second, 2 minute messages, and we're going to stay with that. So many people are glued to television. They're watching, you know, things on the website, on the internet.
Yeah.
And when you see these visuals and you hear the music, all customized, by the way,
yeah.
and you hear this message, this powerful script, it changes people's lives. So, you know, we can do a movie that maybe 1 million people or 5 million people will go see, but when we can advertise on television, we can reach 200 million viewers very economically. When we've calculated how much does it cost to try to save a baby from abortion by running a Virtue Media pro-life ad, in many cases, the answer is $4. How much does it cost when the Archdiocese of Chicago or St. Louis or Seattle or Atlanta has run these ads on TV, or you've run them on national TV, and how much does it cost to bring a soul home, and how many people have come home? Sometimes it's less than $10 a soul.
Yeah.
I mean, for eternity. This is a no-brainer. So this is the niche God has given us, and a minute of education can provide a lifetime of hope.
And there's so much you can do in a minute or 30 seconds or 2 minutes, and that especially plays into the short attention span that we're
yes.
dealing with here in the 21st century, doesn't it?
Exactly. But it gets the conversation going between Catholics, between non-Catholics, everybody. It reminds them that God should be part of not only our daily conversations, but every minute of our lives. And it brings him into the most troubled shows, the most secular programming. We're penetrating that darkness with a big, bright beam of hope and of light. So you know what? We love them to watch EWTN all day long, but as they're surfing channels or as the secular world is passing by stuff, we want to be that message of Jesus and the message of his hope in the most darkest of shows.
Amen.
Tom, we love what you do. Thanks so much for all your work to bring people home. I have no doubt that when you get to heaven, there's going to be a big crowd there to welcome you. So to learn more, goodconfession.com. Just that simple.
Yeah,
God bless you.
Pray, he has blessed us, and pray for us. We got a lot more work to do, and God bless you, and have a great Lent.
Don't forget, you can listen to our show again by going to ncregister.com. Look for the picture of the microphone to listen to or download the show. Thanks so much for joining us this time on Register Radio. For producer Elena Rodriguez, Jeanette, Dan, and all of us at the Register and here at EWTN, I'm Tom Price. See you next week.
For more information about the National Catholic Register and about Register Radio, go to ncregister.com. Podcasts of Register Radio are posted on ncregister.com and on ewtn.com. Join us next week at this time for Register Radio on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.